Lastly, I wanted to talk about the importance of transferring ideas. I have made the case, I hope, that in order to develop the logic theory of a policy, it is important to have a discipline that comes from looking at the facts. But looking at a fact is expensive. To conduct research is expensive, and it is not practical for every decision that education policymakers are responsible for to conduct empirical research in that particular context. That's why we borrow ideas. But we shouldn't borrow willy-nilly. We should stop and think for every policy, say we're trying to create a new civic education program, not just to look at which country has the highest results in civic education and what do they do, but to understand in what context are they doing it? What kind of teachers do they have? What is the support for the process of education in that place? How is that similar from our context? How are our priorities different? How can we transfer this idea in a way that makes the necessary adaptations so that we make the idea as responsive as possible to the context that we're trying to address? So basically, we need to have contextualized transfer, intelligent transfer. Intelligent transfer is really a process of reinvention. It is reinvention informed by the practices that have proven successful in other contexts, but it is not the automatic borrowing of those ideas from one place to the next.